From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch, health, nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Pete Stoughton.
Well, it is said, you know, that there is no greater fear in life than public speaking. In fact, many say they fear it more than death. Can you imagine, Pete? It's not so scary.
I'm feeling it right now, actually.
I'm sure you are. Park City Toastmasters is trying to squash that notion of fear and instead spread the joy and exhilaration of public speaking throughout the Park City community and beyond. We're joined in the studio by two members who brave the 7 a.m. hour every Tuesday morning to improve their skills at public speaking, Ashley Pennywell and Greg Davidson. Welcome to The Mountain Life. Great to have you.
Thanks so much for having us today. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. It's great to be here.
So, Ashley, you are the new president of Park City Toastmasters Club, one of the most the club maybe across the entire United States that is more award-winning than any other club. Okay, at least Greg's shaking his head. At least in Utah. But a lot of people don't know what Toastmasters is. They think it is maybe someplace you go to learn how to give a good toast, but it's so much more.
So much more than that. Actually, the organization as a whole, Toastmasters International, has been around since the early 1920s, and it's always been there as an organization, as a nonprofit, an education nonprofit, to really help people improve their leadership skills, their communication skills, and just to have that safe, supportive community where you can go and learn and expand your personal and professional growth. So there's so many different clubs throughout the U.S., and you're right, we are in our District 15, really well known, our club, for our awards and winning speech contests and just such great members in our club. So our local club has been around since the early 2000s. And yeah.
Greg, why did you join Park City Toastmasters?
I had a girlfriend who wrote a book and was a public speaker. And she told me that when it comes to the bang for the buck, for the experience, there is just nothing like it if you are interested in projecting your voice or leading. For $15 a month, the feedback, the community, the support, and the growth is unparalleled and unmatched. And she was right.
So walk us through a Toastmasters meeting. What would one expect to have happen at that meeting?
Like any fear, a lot of fear.
I'm nervous thinking of just coming. So,
like any good cultural event, it's bookmarked with ritual. And our first ritual is the Pledge of Allegiance, led by our president, Ashley. Then there's some basic morning announcements. And then the meeting is turned over to the effective MC of the day, who we call the Toastmaster. You want to take it from there?
Yeah. So I would say we divide the meeting into three parts. The first is the speaking section of the meeting, where three speakers who have signed up to give a presentation will typically do a 5 to 7 minute speech. And after that, we'll go ahead and go into what we call table topics, which is a 1 to 2 minute improv section of the club meeting, where whoever is the table topics master, so that's the person who's going to prepare some questions to ask the audience at random, will just say any question. It could be complicated or it can be a simple question like, what was your favorite part about last weekend or something? And then the member from the club will come up and speak on the spot. And then after that, we'll do an evaluation section where we assign an evaluator for each of the three speakers that spoke. And their goal going up there is to give critical feedback, but also very positive, supportive feedback as well. And so that's how I'd say we divide our meeting. After that, we have the members of the club go ahead and vote on who they thought was the best speaker, who's most improved, who wrote the best intro. And we just try to make it really fun and active throughout the whole meeting.
And then, of course, we bookend it with coffee or tea at a local coffee shop and chat and have fun and socialize.
Excellent. I definitely like that last part, too. So I did take a public speaking class in college, and it was a great experience. However, I think that you probably make it a lot more engaging and fun than that class. And I remember the fear of being evaluated. There was a specific sheet everybody used, and it got pretty harsh because you definitely got the teacher laid into you, the professor. What are you looking for in your evaluations?
The evaluations is, for me, the most poignant and powerful part of the meeting, and also the most rewarding, both as the speaker and as the evaluator. And what I want to do is I want to start with a very positive aspect of the speech, its impact, how it made me feel, how it was delivered. Then I'm going to move on to some observations which I saw, which could be possibly improved. And then I finish, because it's only 2.5 minute evaluation, with additional encouraging words. And that's sort of the bread and butter of our, or the format of our evaluations. And they're very powerful.
And it's different. It's not a professor or a teacher evaluating you for a grade. Someone who is evaluating you, you might be evaluating them the next week. So there is a lot of payback. There's a lot of kindness and support. And full disclosure, I'm a member of Park City Toastmasters.
In good standing.
I've paid my dues, my $15 a month. And I've returned after a long hiatus. I have to say, you know, I did it for years before. It's what led to me coming on the radio and having a career as a public radio professional. And I'm a huge fan. And I've recently come back. And I just want to say that the makeup of the Park City Toastmasters Club right now is it's wonderful. Lots of young people in there coming to hone their skills. Ashley, you're one of those.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much. And Lynn, this is an exciting time. I took over the presidency in July. We do a new term every July for the executive committee. Greg here is the VP of membership as well. So there's a lot of exciting changes that we are moving, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, to the Park City Intermountain Hospital into the Blair Education Center. And that's going to present us with a lot of great opportunities. And I think just a goal for our club this year is to really take a stand in the community as the go-to for public speaking and leadership or any kind of coaching or mentoring. We really want to be there to support anybody who's interested in Toastmasters or not, kind of hone their own skills and their voice as well.
And so lots of innovation sort of springing forth from the club and a desire to go into the community, to groups and to maybe even individuals who possibly cannot make it there at 7 a.m. on a Tuesday. Greg, can you talk about that?
We have two main outward thrusts that we're looking to accomplish for this year. The first is we want to engage our nonprofit community in leadership skills. We're going to be reaching out to that community and offering one-on-one coaching with the purpose of whatever they need, really with an open-handed, open-hearted, how can we help you develop your impact and your story. And the other major thrust, we're taking over the Park City Speaker Series, which has been a quarterly big stage TED Talk-like speech experience held at the Park City Library by Sue Ann Kearns and Terry Sinfort. And we're going to be taking that over with a lot of hands makes light work and producing that event. And we've coined a new name for it. We're going to be calling it Toasty Talks.
Oh, Toasty Talks.
I love that. That's fantastic. I want to be there, feel toasty warm and listening to some wonderful speakers. And what, give us a little tease. What should we look forward to with these Toasty Talks? I mean, any kind of upcoming speakers that you've already engaged or?
I'm afraid not. We're still in the development phase. We are shooting for a November date. We'll have to come back on your show and share more as it develops.
So if you're listening and you're interested in being part of the Toasty Talks, definitely reach out to the Toastmasters.
If you're inclined, if you can see yourself giving a TEDx-style talk, we have a format for you. We have support and coaching for you, and we can help you get there. Go to our website, Park City Toastmasters, and just send us an inquiry form. We are the club for you.
Is it parkcitytoastmasters.org?
Right,
okay,
yeah.
Pretty robust website that you have. And so, Ashley, next Tuesday at 7 a.m., new digs.
Yes.
Room 1A.
Classroom 1A down at the Blair Education Center. So if you're heading on Round Valley Drive, you make the first right at the roundabout and then go ahead and circle into the parking lot there. And we'll be there 7 a.m. We'll probably be there at 6 a.m. setting up, but we're super excited. It's going to be a great meeting.
Guests are always welcome.
Excellent. So if you are a guest, and this is something that Park City Toastmasters does a lot to welcome guests. Eventually, they'd love you to join. But guests, I mean, how many times do guests show up before you say, hey, you know, you might want to join officially and start giving some speeches?
Well, I'd say usually when a guest comes at first, they already have some kind of interest. Like, I'm curious. I've never heard of a Toastmaster. Let me go out and check this out. Or maybe they've been a part of another local club in their other community and they're coming to find a new club. That's what I did a year ago. Typically, what we'll get at the end of the meeting is, wow, what a great club. That was amazing. I love the support. I love the energy. And typically, you'll find that they want to join right then and there. So we'll go ahead and reach out to them and make sure that the onboarding experience is positive for them. And typically, yeah, we love to bring in guests, and we find there's a lot of great turnover into the program.
If you will be a guest, or you want to be a guest, or you feel some energy around public speaking and are ready to take it on, be aware, you will get a little name tag when you come into our meetings, and we are going to ask you to stand and introduce yourself to the club for about 30 seconds. Just tell us about you, where you're from, and what you're there for in the morning.
Very friendly group. Ashley Pennywell and Greg Davison, Park City Toastmasters Club. Again, it's room 1A at the Blair Education Center next Tuesday at 7 a.m., 7 to 8:15 a.m. Thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck with your new endeavors in the community.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life. If you missed part of the show or want to share it, all our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab. We also podcast all of KPCW's Public Affair Hour shows. Wherever you find your podcasts, you can find them under KPCW and the individual show name. So look for KPCW The Mountain Life and take us with you on your next road trip or...